L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, we're talking about cold temperatures here in the month of April as we go around the Major League Baseball landscape. 30 degrees, 35 degrees, 40 degrees seems balmy at this point. Winds blowing in, wind chills in the 20s. That's what you get here. You know what else you get? The NFL draft in Green Bay. Could we have temperatures in the 40s when they draft in just a few weeks here? It's an exciting time, no doubt about it. You have minted millionaires right off the bat. And also at the FanDuel Sportsbook, bet accordingly. If you have information that you feel that you can use to your advantage, you can certainly make some money on those odds. It is hour number two. It's time to talk some draft. It's Joe Rainier. It's Donnie Wrightside. Joe, the draft for me. I'm not big on betting the draft. I do enjoy my favorite team drafting a player, and I like that the NFL went night number one in primetime. We only have to worry about the first round, not that unbelievable marathon, which was Saturday and Sunday for so many years in the NFL. It was like endless picks after endless picks, and teams didn't get a chance to reset after that night, which they do now. Talk about your betting acumen here for the draft. Do you like to participate in it? Have you fired on any picks? What's your MO for this?
Well, I love following the market and then hearing all the misdirection comments coming out from teams up at the top of the draft about how they love this guy or love that guy. And then, of course, we all know you believe half of what you hear. And most likely, if they tell you they love a guy, they probably don't. But they're trying for a team below them to get them to believe that they love them. And if they want them, maybe possibly pick up the phone and call with a trade proposition here. But the odds are telling you, Donnie, it's Cam Ward going at the one. I mean, I saw him at what, close to minus 10,000, I think it was, to the Titans. I think it gets interesting when you go down the list about what Cleveland's going to do. There's a lot of reports now that it's Travis Hunter instead of Abdul Carter. Could it be somebody... Could it be somebody else? It could be Shador Sanders. I mean, the odds are saying they're expecting Cam Ward, Abdul Carter, and Travis Hunter, some combination of that crew going in 1, 2, and 3. I think a lot still to be determined here before we get to the draft, but I love watching the odds move compared to what the headlines are with what teams are saying.
And we always say, like, value in the eye of the beholder. Kevin and I talk about this a lot on Moneyline. Like, Cam Ward, for a good portion, was around that plus 100, minus 110 price to be the number one overall pick. And even, Joe, when he went to, like, minus 300, minus 700, I was asking the listeners, like, if I told you right now that, yes, you have to put up $700, but I guarantee you in 30 days you have $100 made back on that $700, most people probably still wouldn't have done that. Well, now he sits at minus 20,000 to be the number one overall pick. So, again, how much value was there from a minus 700 to minus 20,000? There is a lot of that. But as you brought up here, the interesting part is we are certainly right in the middle of smokescreen season. I look at myself and say, Abdul Carter to me is actually the best overall player in the draft. But obviously we know quarterbacks are drafted differently there, which is why Cam Ward is going to go number one overall. I was surprised to see all the storm now on Travis Hunter moving from the third pick to the second pick here, and it's getting more expensive each and every day. He currently sits at a minus 280 price at this point now. Do you feel that we're getting information there, or is this a pump and dump where sometime Abdul Carter is going to take back over the lead at that number two spot?
Well, the problem is we're dealing with the Browns, right? That's the problem. So who knows what they're going to do here. But you're right about the odds with him. And I'm not even sure the Browns or anybody else. What is he? What is Travis Sutter? Is he a DB? Is he a wide receiver? I'm almost positive there is no way he's playing both for any extended amount of time here. So the question is, what at this level do you see him as? Is a number two pick worth a shutdown corner? Because it's probably not if he's going to be a wide receiver, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, for me, like if I'm planning out like Travis Hunter's future, like he's a really good defensive back and a really good wide receiver. Yep. But if we're being honest, like here's what I would need out of him. You know what? I'm going to start you at cornerback. When we get into passing formations on third and downs, we're going to have packages for you. And then if we need you in the fourth quarter, if we're down, because there's no way I know what he says. And he's a great athlete. And it's very rare that you get somebody playing at a high level conference to go both ways like he did out there for Colorado. But we're talking about the pros in the NFL. You have to make up your mind and be centralized to one position and be all in. But you can have packages because we see like great football players. Hey, I play defense, but also return punts. I also return kicks. Like you can extend that, but you can't go 100 plays in the NFL with his frame. It's just not going to work at this point. Wish the kid all the best. He's going to be a great player, but we'll see if he does go number two overall. So let's start to move down the board here and try to say to ourselves, you know, picking top five in the draft. It's like, okay, a lot of moving parts to go around. And the FanDuel Sportsbook does have, hey, who's going to be drafted one, two, or three? But this isn't who's going to be drafted fifth. This is just a top five market that we're taking a look at. Mason Graham for the Michigan Wolverines, -140 price. Will Campbell, the outstanding offensive tackle here for LSU. Membu, Sanders, Walker, Jeanty, McMillan. Are there any price points that you take a look at where you might get a surprise here and say, I can see this guy going top five, and I like this price point?
Well, keep in mind, too, by the way, because there are a few wild cards here. Abdul Carter missed his pro day because of a shoulder injury. And then I guess the medical test and the physical showed that he's also got some sort of issue with his right foot. So whether or not that scares teams away from him, I would find that hard to believe because I think we can all agree he's probably the best defensive player in this class. I'd be shocked if he still doesn't go top five. But if teams are worried about that medical condition here, both the shoulder and the foot, my goodness, he could keep dropping and guys like on that list there that you just had could get up there. I don't understand the Ashton Jeanty talk here as a running back. Somebody I was hearing something about the Jets trading Breece Hall for Ashton. What are we doing? Like it's a running back is still the most undervalued spot in the draft. I don't know that a running back again goes in the first round, even Jeanty this year. I don't know that he goes in the first round here because there's all the value in the world for an RB in the second round. I don't see Ashton Jeanty at +850 being a top pick. Do you?
No, and I'm going to tell you that in just a second. We'll get back to him in a moment because I do have some poignant thoughts on exactly where you're going with Jeanty in the running back position. But if we do look at the top five pick here, let me just ask you this question before we move on to the running backs. Shedeur Sanders right now at the FanDuel Sportsbook is a +195 to be a top five pick in the NFL draft. If I'm giving you a free wager of yes or no on Shedeur Sanders being a top five pick, who are you going with there?
I think he's going to go because Pete, listen, you've got to take a shot with a quarterback if you're in the top five. Otherwise, what are you doing? He won't go past the fifth. I'll tell you that it won't be much past the fifth there. But I think somebody is either going to move up to get him that is quarterback needy, or somebody is going to take a flyer on him altogether. And quite honestly, if I'm the Browns, that's kind of where I'm going at this point here because you have no quarterback. So I don't know what to tell you. I think them and the Giants are going to be the most interesting at number two and number three for Shedeur Sanders. I think that's really where if he goes into five, he goes two or he goes three and that's it.
Even you take a look at the New England Patriots, who are devoid of talent here. Yes. They're in that fourth spot. Some team wants to trade up for a quarterback. They would certainly give me an extra one next year and a two. You got this spot. We'll slide down to seven or eight or whatever it might be at this point, which is a good point to bring up. But let's take a look at Ashton Jeanty. And I love where you went with running back position. Like if you could just equate, and we'll continue this after the break. Like Saquon Barkley got drafted to the Giants high up number two. Maybe one of the best players in the draft. But when your team isn't ready to win, and you're 3 or 4 years down the road, you draft a top flight running back, he's not going to be probably that top flight running back by the time you think you're going to get good again, and it's probably on another team. Case in point, once again, Saquon Barkley. Couple banged up years with the Giants. Oh, look, I'm going to a good football team, and I'm still decent. Super Bowl is the way it is. We'll continue to talk about that next right here on The Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Best player in college football last year? Well, was it the Heisman Trophy? Was it not? Or was it a running back in Ashton Jeanty? And that's what we want to focus on right now. The running back position, which, boy, you want to talk about a resurgence, Joe Ranieri, for when we thought like extinction, like the dinosaurs over the next 2 to 3 years was on tap. Running backs are performing. Running backs are getting paid. The organization's now saying, running back is a priority position. But value, once again, in the eye of the beholder for Ashton Jeanty. So if we bring up some odds here, teams to draft Ashton Jeanty at the FanDuel Sportsbook. You take a look at the Raiders, -145, the Bears +240, the Saints 9-1, the Patriots 11-1, and the Cowboys 15-1. If I remove the odds from that scenario and you just look at those teams, making sense the most for Ashton Jeanty, who is it?
The Cowboys is what it is. The most that makes the most sense is that they got to figure something out to give Dak Prescott a chance here. They got to go some route here, although did they screw up in drafts past with running backs here. But listen, I don't see the Raiders. Everyone seems to be gung-ho on the Raiders. I guess maybe, I don't know, you need something to be excited about with Geno Smith under center. I don't know. None of these teams to me on this list are a running back away like the Philadelphia Eagles were, right? To your point, Donnie, it's, you know, he was the number two pick of the Giants. And all those Giant teams were awful with him. Then he ended up getting hurt. What separates those Giant teams from any of these teams on the list that people are swearing they're going to draft a running back in Ashton Jeanty?
And from a fan's perspective, yes, they would love that. But again, me being a Philadelphia Eagles fan, when Donovan McNabb in the late 1990s was going to get drafted by the Eagles, everybody running Ricky Williams. You got to get the big running back at this point. Now, McNabb didn't end up winning a championship, but it was the better pick over Ricky Williams for the Philadelphia Eagles and Andy Reid at that point. And that's what we have to focus on. Like, the running back to me, Joe, is the cherry on top, which is the late first-round teams here that are already built and say, you know what, we could use a running back. And by the way, the Dallas Cowboys, a few years ago, used a quarterback injury to get Zeke Elliott, which, again, didn't equate to a championship, but that team was built to win just without the quarterback. The quarterback comes back the next season, and you saw how good Zeke Elliott was for the Dallas Cowboys. Those are the things I like to look at, but I think right off the bat, he's going to be good. So can I sell you this? On the FanDuel Sportsbook, team to draft Ashton Jeanty, all the way down the list, The Philadelphia Eagles 200-1. Saquon, Gentee, ready to rock and roll in 2025?
Oh, I just can't. And not to mention, Donnie, he's a running back from the Mountain West. Are we kidding people? Like, what do you think is this? We're talking a totally different animal here. And there's no guarantee that, I mean, wonderful college career. What more could the kid do? But playing Colorado State, all right? You're not playing the Chicago Bears. Like, what? It's just, to me, you know, Saquon was an absolute freak of nature, right? Everybody knew it, and he had some injury concerns, but everybody knew that when healthy, this guy was going to be special. Do we really notice about Ashton Gentry, really? I mean, Saquon played at Penn State. Yeah, his competition in college was just a little bit different than what Ashton Gentry has had to face here. So call me crazy. He's a great pick at the bottom of the first round draft or at the top of the second round. But there is no way I am moving up into the top 10 to get a running back here in this spot. Not doing it.
And by the way, do you know what I get so excited about in the off seasons? Because I am a big, you know, proponent of, yes, get your film work in, understand these players, talk to them, talk to their coaches, their family members, girlfriends, whatever. But the fact of the matter is they go to their pro day, and I can't get enough of, I've never heard of like, oh man, that quarterback had a terrible pro day. It's always the greatest pro day we've ever seen, unbelievable stuff out of them. But the running back, like Ashton Gentry had his pro day, ran around with his shirt off and be like, yeah, you know what? This guy's going to do a lot of damage in the NFL. Like, if you pop in the tape, you see he's a great football player. If any general manager or ownership group or coach went out to watch the pro day for Ashton Gentry and was like, you know what sold me? Ran around with his shirt off yesterday between cones.
Yeah,
that really got my attention. Do you see what I mean on that? Like, honestly, Joe, like, if our dude, like, we have him 17th on our board. I went out and saw him work out with his shirt off. I got him top five now. Like, I'm firing my general manager, Joe. He's out the door.
Yeah, I mean, he looked really good playing UNLV. Like, what? What? I mean, really? How do you think he would have done playing Alabama? I mean, how do you think he would have done playing even Clemson? Like, come on, people. I just, it's a totally different world. And there isn't one team on that list that is even remotely associated that is a running back away. Everyone thinks the Bears are going to move up to try to get Ashton Gentry because Ben Johnson needs a featured back. I mean, come on. What are we doing here? And no slight on him. He could be a great NFL player. As a number, you know, second round pick, he can be a great NFL player. Not in a first round situation where there are a lot more defensive linemen, offensive linemen. There's a lot of other positions available. This is not a big quarterback heavy draft by any mention, which means you can fill a lot of holes in the top of this draft and with a lot of other positions besides running back.
By the way, quickly on this too, like Ashton Gentry seems like a great kid, worked hard, put up phenomenal numbers.
Yeah.
But I had him in the college football playoff to go under his rushing prop. And I will never forget Boise State not trying to win or cover the game late, but run no huddle to get Gentry as many carries as he possibly could get to try to get that record. Yeah. I will always hold that against Boise State. It just is what it is. The kid is probably going to have a really good NFL career. We'll just see where he goes. Value again. Is he top five? Maybe not. Is he a first round pick? Is he a second round pick? We're going to find out in the NFL draft. Quick look here at the FanDuel Sportsbook here on odds to win the Super Bowl next season. Starts with the Philadelphia Eagles at a 6-1 price. The Ravens 7-1. The Bills plus 750. Kansas City 8-1. The Lions 10-1. All bunched up in the top five here. Any eyes on the prize, Joe, for you for any one of those teams or somebody down the list?
Well, I'm going to be interested to see what the Bengals do. I really am here. I'm going to be interested to see what kind of year Joe Burrow has now that they've kind of solidified here and figured some things out. This draft, I think, is big for the protection of Joe Burrow coming up here. And this is the kind of draft that you can actually get some value and get some, you know, offensive linemen to actually protect Burrow. He's the wild card to me with Cincinnati.
Yeah, there are some good options here, but it's still early. Free agency hasn't made it all the way through. We're also going to have some changes here once we see the draft, like the Pittsburgh Steelers at 44-1. Could drop if they don't get a quarterback. Might increase slightly if they get Aaron Rodgers. It's the topics we talked about, which include the Masters. Next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Spring has sprung. Well, maybe for other parts of the country, not for me in the Northeast. Joe's always getting spring down there in Florida, living it up here, and can golf probably round the clock year round. We can't do that in the Northeast. So one of those signs of spring that we love is we see the calming of the Masters come on the TV. Hello, friends. Oh, look at the azaleas. Look at the greens out here. Look at Amen Corner. I love when the Masters is here because eventually, Joe, it means for us in the Northeast, warmer temperatures are on the way.
Yes, it is a beautiful time of year with that first major. And I love what they did a few years back, Donnie, the PGA Tour, making it where we get a major every month from here on out, right in, and try to get it all wrapped up before, you know, football season begins there in late August and September. So I love how they have this set up because from here on out, April, May, June, July, get ready for major golf, and all the big names from both tours will be available to us.
By the way, like memorable Masters, like in the past, they always show like 1986 Jack Nicklaus at his age coming back winning and down the back nine and all the crowds and the, you know, reverberating off the trees. It was fantastic stuff that you watch out. The Tiger Woods chip in, you know, in the 2000s. So many moments. Phil Mickelson finally getting that Masters jacket and jumping up when he won the championship there. But also some other times, like, do you remember the COVID Masters that was played in the fall and it looked like nothing was in bloom? Like, how crazy was that time frame? Like, we had a fall Masters. It was like during football season. And where's the azaleas at, Joe?
Yeah. It was a little weird. Was that not? It just, none of it felt, right there. And I do, but again, I love this week leading up into it. I mean, we're 24 hours away from them teeing it up and wall-to-wall coverage. And the best thing I love about it, Don, is I don't have to deal with any commercials. That's even better.
No, it is nice. Yeah, the Masters app, very good there. You can watch specific players. It's a very, very good time and a great broadcast that they have. And by the way, Joe, some of like us, when I say me and you, we're old enough to remember. Kids don't understand. The Masters used to only broadcast the back nine. Can you imagine that in today's sports landscape? You don't watch the first nine and you only see the back nine on the weekend? That's wild.
Yep. Yeah, and you couldn't run to figure out, all right, so what's where is everyone? No. You had to wait till the broadcast started. That was how you were going to know what was going on the front nine on Sunday at Augusta. So, yes, times have changed for sure here. Information overload now, though, Donnie.
Oh, we're going to get it. We got boots on the ground, too, by the way, in hour number three here when Keith Stewart joins us here. We'll have some fun talking, going over some angles in the competition. But also, I want to get this angle out of the way because I love this. And I talk about it with every guest that we have. So the dinner on Tuesday night for the champions, I love it. I love to see the menu. So I'm going to have, like, Scottie Scheffler's to me, an absolute home run. If you won the green jacket, Joe, and you got to have your dinner request, like maybe a nice appetizer, a nice first course, the main course, and they obviously, you know, having a nice dessert there, what would you pick here? Because for me, like, I think I would go surf and turf type here as the main course. Oh, what would your courses be? Like, what would you make? Say, you know what? We're eating this tonight and we're eating good.
Oh, I'm with you. To me, though, you know, part of me would say, let's just go full on barbecue the entire nine.
Wow.
And okay. From everything, let's go to town here. But the other part of me would be like, you tell me we're not just grilling steaks the entire time here, Donnie. And somebody would be, you know, shucking oysters in the corner. It'll be lobster tail. It'll be, I mean, you got me picking that menu. We're going to be hurting on Thursday trying to walk around that golf course. I'll tell you that right now. We're going to eat good.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they didn't tell Scotty Scheffler, like, you got to keep it under $29.99 a plate in here because, you know, yeah, we can't really afford it here. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, you want to have
the
steak.
We don't want you opening up your own wine. We don't want you opening up your own wine, Scotty. Thanks very much. Appreciate that. Unreal.
Very select in the building. Maybe a little fly and a little stone crab. Oh, man, we would have a time. Mm-hmm. Like, when is this tournament? We should have this dinner a week before the tournament just to try to recover. But if we are recovering, Scotty Scheffler had the menu out. Scotty Scheffler, according to the FanDuel Sportsbook right now, the favorite, Joe, to win the Masters at a 4-1 price, followed by Rory McIlroy still trying to chase down that green jacket. John Rahm, Callum Morikawa, Oberg, Schauffele. The names just say themselves. I just hope, like in college basketball, we had a great Final Four because all the number ones were up there. Give me a packed leaderboard on Sunday, Joe, please.
It's such a unique tournament because it's the one major where experience matters more than anything else. And to me, there's a lot of experience in this tournament. You can't make any money with Scheffler or Rory. You need to go down the board a little bit with a few guys at big prices that have a lot more experience. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, Masters, more talk next in hour number three. Funeral or party tonight in Dallas? We'll talk about it next in the NBA.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, it's a big night in Dallas. It really is. Maybe the ones that you circle the calendar on, like, ooh, it's the Lakers and it's the Mavericks. Luka Doncic and the Mavs with Kyrie Irving is going to be amazing going up against LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Wait a second. That's what you thought it was at the beginning of the season. That's not the way it is now. Look at the Dallas Mavericks still trying to make it into the playoffs. Anthony Davis is playing for the Mavericks. Kyrie Irving is down for the season. And Luka Doncic is no longer on the Mavericks. He's been with the Lakers here, teamed up with LeBron James, hoping to make some playoff noise. Now, last night, Luka Doncic made a little bit of noise, maybe too much noise, Joe, by getting tossed out of that game. So he should be refreshed and ready. Before we get to the stats of this game, before we get to the odds, I need you to set the atmosphere for me tonight. It looked like an unbelievable amount of fire your general manager, ownership group, which is new, who Mark Cuban just sold, fire that group as well, sell your team and get out of here. We need to actually cut season ticket prices for next year because people are bailing on this Titanic right now. The atmosphere tonight for you, Mavericks, Lakers in Dallas, is what?
It's not going to be great for Dallas. I'll tell you that. I know Luka has already come out and said that he expects it to be a emotional night for him. And, you know, he never thought he would not play his entire career in Dallas here. And this is the first time he's been there since, you know, they basically threw him out back in the beginning of February there. But wouldn't it be ironic, though, if suddenly, just before game time, we talked about this to start the show here, Donnie, last hour, but wouldn't it be amazing if all of a sudden, late scratch, Luka Doncic, sorry, ankle, toe, finger injury, he's not playing tonight, guys, so sorry. I mean, how many people are going to be wearing Doncic jerseys in that arena here tonight? There might even be a few trying to burn him outside. But I don't think he plays. I'm going to stick with that. I don't think he plays. Oof. For what? Why is he going to play after getting thrown out last night? Hey, let's be realistic. The second of a back-to-back, the chance of him even If this was any other team, Donnie, would it be a question of whether or not Doncic would play back-to-back?
No, he wouldn't. I do think he plays, but I want to talk about this part of the atmosphere from the Dallas Mavericks side of it. Because to be honest, sometimes, like with your fan base, you want to be brutally honest with them and say, here's what the plan is. Hey, man, I thought we were going to win a championship this year. We didn't think we were going to be up to that. This is why we traded away our best players. We never got that realness from their general manager. Like, why did you get rid of Luka? I'm going to be honest with you, fans. We don't think he's a great investment moving forward. And they might have clowned him and said, you still got to be fired. But at least you heard that. You haven't heard anything. So when Luka comes back, and let's just say, Joe, he does play, he's in the starting lineup. First television timeout. Are they putting like a montage on the screen? Like, thank you, Luka Doncic. Like, that doesn't go hand in hand with what the Mavericks were telling us, which is absolutely nothing. Like, I would just continue to play heel at this point, Joe. You know what? No signs for Luka. We hope to beat him tonight, and we don't wish him well in the future. Like, how does the Mavericks as an organization handle tonight with Luka Doncic?
Well, they're all going to be Team Luka. Let's face it here. I mean, don't forget, there were people protesting outside the arena, Dallas Arena, right after that trade. And they have not stopped voicing their displeasure with what is going on here. So, yes, he will get his standing ovation. Fans will adore him. You know, what happens to Anthony Davis also? We keep forgetting about that side of the equation. Poor Anthony, who thought, you know, this is going to be my team, the Lakers. LeBron's going to retire, and I'm going to be a Laker for the rest of my career. Nope, sorry. You're in Dallas, man. You weren't good enough to be able to take this team to the promised land, according to the Laker organization. I think maybe he's the guy, if on the court here tonight, might be the guy that has a little something to prove here.
Like, they're going to get a full house tonight, which, again, the fans there are still upset. They can still make the playoffs. Everybody's disinterested by having said that. Like, security needs to be tripled tonight. I'm not saying, like, bad things per se are going to happen, but shenanigans. Like, you are going to get chance the entire night. This is going to be such a tough look for the Dallas Mavericks ownership group here, particularly their general manager, who's always in the crosshairs at this point. So I'm interested just to see how this game plays out. Like, winners or losers, obviously that's going to happen and take place. We'll handicap that in just a moment. But just the bigness of the night, where the fans aren't coming, or excuse me, they're coming to this game with two angles. I want to see Luka Doncic, and I want to get really mad at my ownership group and general manager and make it as loud and as poignant as possible tonight as it plays out. So if we segue into the game itself, Joe, the Mavericks and the Lakers tonight, tip time 7:30 p.m. Overnight line at the FanDuel Sportsbook, -5 for the Los Angeles Lakers, the road team coming in. That's now dropped to 3.5. The total 228, still staying the same here. So just looking at the line here, where it was 5, now it's 3.5, is there doubts that Luka Doncic and or LeBron James will both be playing in this game with that line drop overnight?
I think one or the other is playing, one isn't. But it's not like the Lakers don't need to keep winning games. I think they need to win two of the final three games, and that would lock them into the third spot in the West, right? So, you know, there is still some juice in this game for the Lakers to be a part of it. But, and this is not a sprint. It's a marathon. The Lakers and LeBron know it. So does Luka here. And I'm wondering just how much they are going to empty the tank to try and win this game here tonight. I would not be shocked if we get notified that LeBron and or Luka is not here. I can tell you Anthony Davis is listed as probable. He didn't play, I don't think, on Friday, but he was asked too, and his comments coming out of there, you know, they're 5-2. He's only played 7 games with Dallas. They're 5-2 with him. Wouldn't it be something for Anthony Davis to carry this team to a victory over the Lakers in any way, shape, or form in front of those Dallas fans? Maybe this is the spot Anthony Davis becomes the new face of the Dallas organization.
Yeah, like, I can't imagine that Luka wouldn't play. But again, we don't know, and crazier things happen in the NBA. But the NBA, you know, teams, they're very calculated. And so are when big events are going to happen. Like, we want to play. Like, Luka Doncic gets traded and goes, you know what? I'm going to circle my calendar for the Dallas Mavericks game when I go back there. It's going to be emotional. And they go, whoa, whoa, wait a second, Luka. The night before, it's OKC. Okay. And the fact that the Lakers, because this might have been different for me too, Joe. Let's just say the Lakers got hammered by OKC. Doubleheader coming out. Like, you know what? We got to get back here. We can't lose two games in a row. The fact that they beat up OKC, then knowing the back-to-back came up, that's where that line was 13, 14, 15 at some points yesterday for OKC as the favorite, because we didn't expect LeBron James and or Luka Doncic to play, understanding that they had a back-to-back with Dallas in a winnable game when you probably, regardless of playing your starters, which the Lakers did, they didn't win that game. We're going to win it here. So I do find it interesting that they played last night knowing that this game was so big the next night over with that line movement. So as you hear Joe saying, like, there's no way Luka Doncic can't play tonight. NBA teams, again, are calculated. There's a reason why both of those guys played last night. Now, can they play again on a back-to-back? Sure. Do they need this game? Absolutely, they do. But it is interesting where they didn't take that night off knowing that it was probably going to be a loss, and now it's not. If we take a look at Luka Doncic's player card here, 30.5 points tonight as his player prop at the FanDuel Sportsbook. 8.5 rebounds, 8.5 assists, and 3.5 made three-point shots to the over, which would need 4 made threes to cash that. Those are lofty numbers, Joe, on a back-to-back with a ton of emotion. Because the one thing we do know is, yes, does he want to dominate? You can't just will the basketball in and have a great night automatically, Joe.
Listen, he got tossed in that game with still, what, about 6 minutes left in the game? He had already played 31 minutes in that game last night. And most people couldn't believe that they even let him roll out there in that game. Had he not gotten thrown out and had an opportunity to keep playing, he'd have been close to 38, 39 minutes there. Yeah. And what, would we be still be like, oh, he's definitely coming back to play Dallas? I'm with you. I think this is calculated, and I'd be shocked if the Lakers walk into Dallas with their full complement after going to war with OKC last night, by the way. That was not a very physical game.
It really was, and that fourth quarter really was a runaway for OKC. But by the way, like, the NBA always does interesting things and also tries to keep their players under control. Ja Morant no longer allowed to do the finger point gun. So what does he do now, Joe Ranieri? Throws a grenade into the crowd after three-point shots. It's never a dull moment. Hockey, the ice advice, Pete Jensen up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
The information never stops on the Sports Grid Network. The early line rolling into hour number two. It's Sonny Wright's out of Joe Ranieri, but now we need some help on the ice, and it's Pete Jensen of NHL.com ready to join us here. Pete, early Wednesday, fun. Thanks for joining us.
Of course, guys, and what a string of momentum, right, for the NHL after the Four Nations face-off and the success of that tournament. Unexpectedly, I would say, right? It exceeded everybody's expectations. And then another player that has exceeded everybody's expectations late in his career, Alex Ovechkin, breaking the NHL goal record on Sunday. I mean, what a scene that was, guys. That's as good as it gets in all of sports for a regular season moment, I think. So, yeah, Ovi and the Capitals are going into the playoffs this year as the top team in the Eastern Conference, and they just clinched the Metropolitan Division, if you can believe it.
Impressive, man. Going for the treble, as they say in hockey, where it's like, you know what? We're going to get the goal score. We're going to win the Stanley Cup. We're going to win the division. And away we go off into the sunset. But I do want to start with Ovechkin. If anybody's ever played hockey, even if it's street level hockey, right? Hey, as a kid, I played it here. It's hard to score goals. Take it to the professional level. Wayne Gretzky set the bar so high, Pete, on, you know, scoring, assist, and what have you. We never thought that would ever be touched here. And here's Alexander Ovechkin with almost 900 goals and doesn't even seem to be slowing down in his late 30s at this point. Talk to me about Alex Ovechkin, what he's meant to the Washington franchise and the NHL.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's ever been a hockey player with the combination of the shot volume, the goal scoring, the physicality, and the durability of Alex Ovechkin. And that's hands down, really. You could say that Gretzky owns many other records. Based on records.nhl.com, he owns 59 different records in the NHL. So still probably the GOAT overall, but in terms of the fantasy GOAT and the category coverage and the prop king, you could say, I mean, with those shot props and goal props over the years, Alex Ovechkin has made his mark as one of the all-time great NHL players. He's actually the all-time leader in goals, power play goals, shots on goal, game-winning goals, overtime goals, and he ranks third in hits. So the category coverage is unmatched, no matter what you're doing out there. And it's just crazy to see what he's doing at 39. Gretzky at 38, when his career was winding down, only had 2 goals in his final 21 games of his career. And Ovi is just off the charts in his 39-year-old season. I mean, he's 4th in goals this season overall and one of the hottest players in the league since the Four Nations break.
Yeah, if you have any idea what Yager and Ovechkin and others like that are drinking on a daily basis, could you pass that information over, Pete? Because I think Yager's still scoring goals at 50 years old right now. But what I was amazed at was when they put the side-by-side comparison, like you were just talking, when he broke the record, you know, you would think like, oh, what'd he do? He played in 500 more games or, you know, what was the... It was crazy when you look on how close and how identical both those players were, yet in most people's minds, I don't think people compare the two in any way, shape, or form.
It's got to be one of the greatest runs to break a record in the history of sports. I'm not just saying that because I cover hockey. I mean, it's really remarkable what this guy has done. And then when you look at going into this season, remember last year the Capitals were swept in the playoffs by the Rangers. I mean, what a complete flip-flop. The Rangers are going to miss the playoffs, and the Capitals are going to win the division and then the East. So Washington also is led by a great cast and supporting cast of Jacob Chychrun, Dylan Strom, Tom Wilson's having a career year, all these different guys, Reclamation Project, Pierre-Luc Dubois, the goaltending tandem, especially Logan Thompson. He's injured right now, but breakout seasons for Logan Thompson, Alexi Protas, the list goes on. And this franchise, I mean, even for looking ahead, whenever Ovechkin retires, they have Cole Hudson, they have Ryan Leonard. They just signed the leading goal scorer in the NCAA from Boston College. And this team has a serious trajectory now and moving forward for, you know, the end of Ovechkin's career, whenever that time comes. And even moving forward, their future's appeal down the road is up there with anybody else's in the entire league.
We love history, Pete, and hopefully you're still with NHL.com in 20 years when the torch gets passed from Ovechkin to Michkov as the all-time leading goal scorer in NHL history. That will be some night to behold. But how about last night, Pete? As I said, we love history. How can you be up 3 goals with a minute left in the game and not win that game in the NHL last night as we saw the Canucks with an unbelievable comeback, Pete? Did you watch that play out and your thoughts on making up 3 goals in one? It's hard to do that in a period or an entire game, let alone 1 minute to go in regulation. Unbelievable.
That is insane. I mean, the Canucks are probably going to miss the playoffs, but they're still technically alive after that performance. So give them credit for fighting strong. And yeah, I think Casey DeSmith, for Dallas Stars goaltender, who has been amazing for that team all season, really, really let some people down out there, whether you were, you know, betting on the Stars to win that game, which a lot of people expected, or if you were playing fantasy and looking for a spot start. I mean, that was that's a rough game to give up if you're DeSmith, and for everybody supporting him, unfortunately. But yeah, I think like when you look at the Vancouver Canucks, one guy, and you always look at that kind of garbage time scenarios, the Buffalo Sabres, the Anaheim Ducks, these teams have been awesome down the stretch. You can hit on them and get good value in the props market. One guy to keep an eye on that played a helping hand in that amazing comeback, Pugh Suter, 2 goals. He's been one of the hottest players in the entire league, low key down the stretch. And I feel like the casual hockey fan probably don't even know who this guy is.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff all the way through as you try to set the table on this one here. If we do take a look, though, people, we're going to get more of the NHL action next, where Joe and I are going to answer some questions on who you like tonight. Hint, hint, maybe it is a Flyers game that you like tonight. But also, the Frozen Four, Pete. Any thoughts on that?
Ooh. Yeah, I have a ton of thoughts. We could talk about it all day with Penn State making its first Frozen Four appearance. A proud alum right here. And I think that it's going to be an awesome matchup against Boston University. I mean, Boston University has, they're a juggernaut program to begin with, but they have Cole Hudson, Lane Hudson's brother. They have Cole Iserman, who's a sniper, a product of a property of the Islanders, gives them a nice future. And I think that this Penn State goalie, I mean, when he stole the game against UConn, he could beat anybody out there. So it's going to be a really fun matchup.
Penn State Pete, right back with us next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
The Ice Advice with Pete Jensen of NHL.com with us this morning on the early line on a Wednesday. Donnie writes out along with Joe Ranieri. We're having some fun here with the Frozen Four out here. Now, granted, we're chomping at the bit to get after the Flyers and the Rangers, but we need a little bit more advice here on what to take place. A doubleheader tonight starting at 5 p.m. Eastern and 8:30 p.m. tonight. The Denver Pioneers, no stranger from the William Patterson Pioneers, taking on the Western Michigan Broncos, and the Nittany Lions and the Terriers of Boston University late. Expectations for tonight, Pete? And who do you think moves on to the final?
Western Michigan, from everything I've seen, has been an incredible story. And, of course, Penn State's never gotten this far. So maybe the Cinderellas continue. There have been a lot of upsets so far in this NCAA hockey tournament. All the other Big Ten teams bowed out. Boston College got bounced. That not many people expected. So, yeah, again, I think that the Penn State goalie, Sergeyev, really stood on his head. Penn State was hanging on a thread at the end of that game against UConn. He saved them, and now they have a week and a half off. So wouldn't be surprised if it was like a bunch of penalties in this game. Seems like Boston University actually takes the most penalty minutes per game in the entire country. So maybe the power plays, both of the Penn State and Boston University power plays are really strong, top 10 in the league each. So maybe it's just a higher scoring game. And again, you lean towards Boston University because of the pedigree, but I feel like Penn State's kind of playing with house money right now and could pull off another upset here, especially because they got some rest over the past week and a half.
You got to love it. College hockey, yep. Penn State, I'm rooting for you there, Pete. But in the NHL, I got a few games coming up here tonight with some teams that, my goodness, the St. Louis Blues. This looks awfully familiar for St. Louis, much like when they won the Cup a few years ago. They seem unbeatable, and now they're playing Edmonton here tonight, who, boy, oh boy, they seem to be going the wrong way, coming in on a losing streak. How do you step in front of St. Louis at this point?
Yeah, I see they're still being looked at as underdogs, generally speaking, in this matchup. So, yeah, the Blues, since they hired Jim Montgomery back in November 24th, they're sixth in points percentage, they're eighth in goals per game, compared to third worst in goals per game prior to the coaching change. So this has really been another flip-flop, just like 2019. It's a great comparison. And it's the same goalie, Jordan Binnington. Remember, he stole the show for Canada in the Four Nations face-off? He's 12-2-0 with a .917 save percentage since the Four Nations face-off. So he has totally kept that momentum going. And the Blues' 12-game winning streak just came to an end. But my goodness, Edmonton is not looking so hot heading into the postseason. McDavid's injured. Drysdale's injured again. Matthias Ekholm has been in and out of the lineup. And Stuart Skinner, their goalie, is banged up right now. So if you go by recent track record, the Blues look like a nice pick here tonight.
There you go. St. Louis on the road to take on Edmonton tonight up in the Northwest. You take a look here at 7:30 p.m. tonight in New York City at Madison Square Garden. Two teams that probably hoped their seasons were going in a different trajectory. The Philadelphia Flyers and the New York Rangers. Ersson versus Shesterkin in goal tonight. A heavy favorite towards the Rangers with a total 5.5. Any looks tonight from the Garden on, again, these two teams hopefully had higher aspirations, really fizzled out this year.
Well, you mentioned Michkov. Since they fired Tortorella, he has been one of the elite scorers in the league. And generally speaking, among the rookies, he's not going to win the Calder this year. He might not even finish in the top three. But in terms of long-term trajectory, and even here in the short term with some garbage time opportunities and unleashed a little bit in the offense, you have to be all over the Michkov props, whether it's goal, point, or even shots on goal with him to get three or four. It's a really nice angle, no matter which way you slice it. The Rangers have been the most disappointing team in the league this year. Nashville has been as well. But like I was super high on the Rangers in the preseason, like so many other people were, and they've just kind of unraveled over the course of the season, unfortunately. So, yeah, I mean, the Philadelphia Flyers, if they don't win the game, they could score three or four goals. And the Rangers have been a very, very underwhelming home team this year. They've gotten blown out in a number of occasions. So don't sleep on those Flyers.
A couple other games tonight in the NHL. Quickly, Pete, do you have your eye on any other of one of these games here?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the San Jose Sharks against the Minnesota Wild is interesting. Look at the Wild leading up to puck drop. It sounds like Kirill Kaprizov and or Joel Eriksson that could return. If you get on them now, maybe on the puck line, maybe you could reap the rewards if those two guys return. Kaprizov's one of the top 10 players in the NHL and been out for a while, so they need him back for the playoffs.
He's Pete Jensen. Thanks for the ice advice today on the Early Line.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.